Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Morena. Oh, Latia, how's it going?
Morena, sorry. I'm just going to properly put on my headphones.
You can put headphones on? Okay.
I feel like I'm getting some work. Can you hear me all good?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Oh, great. Hi, I'm back.
Hi, Happy New Year to you, Latia.
Happy New Year to you, Johnny.
Now, as our first one of the year, what are we going to be chatting about this morning? We're going to be chatting about, it's Apple, eh, that Severance is on.
We are chatting about Severance, my most anticipated show of last year, but didn't release until last week, the second season 2, episode 1. And it's back and we're only one episode in and they're dropping weekly, but going off what, you know, we've already seen, it's back and it's better and it's bolder and it's weirder, and I'm very, very excited because I think this is genuinely one of the best shows possibly like of this side of the century.
Yes.
Like of the it really there's some good shows, but this one's like
up there.
Incredibly unique, and it's so well crafted and so well executed, and we've had a very long hiatus since it premiered in 2022.
Three years.
It's been a really long time. It's been agonizing for the fans. But if you haven't watched it, I don't know. It's a tricky show not to spoil, particularly because season 2 kicks off kind of straight after the events of the final episode of season 1. So if you haven't seen it, maybe just like turn down the volume for now, because it's sort of tricky for me to talk around it. But yeah, season 2.
Okay, spoiler alert.
Big spoiler
turn
alert.
Turn it down.
Sorry, you've had 3 years. Like, but yeah, so season 2 begins. It feels like right after the end of season 1, where the gang led by Mark S. and who played by the incredible Adam Scott have an experience where their inside bodies get to experience the outside, because one of them figures out essentially a hack in the system, and so they get into their, you know, outside of work life, and they're like, oh my god, what is going on? Realize that they're probably part of this big kind of nefarious conspiracy, and something's very off with their jobs, and his wife, who he's what was dead, who actually is working at Lumon. So it was all a big, big, big kind of cliffhanger. And so they're back, but now he's back in the office and the gang's not there, but there's a new set of people there. The office is looking different. And I forget the actor's name that plays, they call him Milkshake because that's what they call him, but Milchim, but he is incredible as he's sort of taken over as the boss from Patricia Arquette's character. Where Miss Cobell has gone, we don't know yet. But Lumon, the company, have essentially kind of, what's the word, appropriated the group's rebellion and absorbed it back into sort of some corporate kind of propaganda. So they're kind of what they call this, the revolution against Lumon. The workplace has kind of reabsorbed that and made it into some weird propaganda. It's all a little bit mysterious, which is great because the show the engine of it is mystery and no one ever quite knowing what's happening. But then the characters all kind of return towards the end of the episode and they choose to stay there and kind of figure out what's happening with who we thought was dead wife. I think it's going to get really, really fun, and
there's so much weirdness.
It's so weird.
There's so much tension, and there's also so much style in the show. Being like nearly 3 years between seeing the first season and watching the first episode last night, it was like, oh my god, there's so much going on here. I almost felt like I needed to go back and watch the first season because they're straight back into it, eh?
They don't muck around, which I love. I love when a TV show just goes, this is what it is, and you better keep up or, you know, stay back. But what I did do is I watch the final season before I watch the new one, the final episode of season one, and then I watch like a, there's a really good recap video on YouTube which can kind of just start through everything that's been happening.
I would highly recommend doing that to anyone out there listening. Definitely watch season one, last episode, and as Letitia has mentioned, because I was like, man, I was like really scratching, digging into my memory to try and remember what had happened. So, that's so dense, definitely well worth watching that last ep and a recap.
Yeah, it's a dense show, and everything is so carefully crafted, the level of detail that you... Yeah, it's sort of like you need to be aware of all the little things because they all really, really add up to the wider puzzle. So I would highly recommend doing that. And, yeah, I mean, it's just it's such a great show. It's worth getting an Apple. It is something that I'm like, if you're going to go out, you know, to splurge in a subscription, I would make it this one. And I have a feeling Apple's doing some sort of deal to try and get people... on their subscription channel. So yeah, I think if you're like, I don't know if I should watch it or get an Apple subscription, I think it's totally worth it. Also, shout out to Ben Stiller. He's an incredible director. I just am kind of amazed. Like, we've gone from Zoolander to here, and I love it.
Yeah, it is. It's quite remarkable. Awesome. All right. Yeah. Well, was there anything else you wanted to share with us about Severance, Letitia?
No, I just think watch it. And also, just RIP David Lynch. And I'm just like, that's my guy. Love him dearly. And I think shows like Severance would not exist without the wonderful minds of people like, but without David Lynch, full stop.
Certainly.
So I think it's sort of like a good carrying of the torch of this sort of weird surrealist legacy.
Excellent. Hey, Letitia, thank you very much for this morning. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Yes, see you next week. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
We were chatting about several...